And now, the Talk of the Nation opinion page. The CW's new sitcom, Aliens in America, plays on the heightened cultural tensions in post-9/11 America and satirizes the mainstream culture's response to a Muslim visitor. The sitcom features the Tolchucks, a Wisconsin-based nuclear family with two teens in the throes of high school angst, and Raja, the Pakistani they take in as an exchange student. As you'll hear, prejudices and preconceived notions are brought to the forefront. Here's what Raja encounters on his first day in his new American school.
For 1 year, we will be in the presence of a real live Pakistani who practices Muslimism. That means we have the opportunity to learn about his culture and he about ours. So let's begin a dialogue. Raja, you are so different from us. How does that feel?
I am not sure I understand.
Mm-hmm. Think about it. How does everyone else feel about Raja and his differences?
Well, I guess I feel angry because these people blew up the buildings in New York.
But that is not true.
Okay, Raja, in America, you have to wait until you're called on, and I'd appreciate a raised hand. Now, who else is angry at Raja?
Everyone in the class raises their hands. In his Washington Post blog, The Faith Divide, Eboo Patel argues that Aliens in America says a great deal about how Americans deal with cultural and religious differences, both good and bad. If you've seen the show, what do you think? And is TV sitcom an appropriate vehicle for this subject? 800-989-8255. Email talk@npr.org. There's also a conversation on our blog at npr.org/blog of the nation. Eboo Patel is executive director of the Interfaith Youth Corps and author of Acts of Faith, The Story of an American Muslim, The Struggle for the Soul of a Generation. He's with us from our bureau in Chicago. Nice to have you on the program today.
Great to be back, Neil. Thanks.
And I suppose it's not hard to imagine your fears and hopes as you heard about this show.
I was looking forward to it in a major way, and I was not disappointed.
I was going to say, did it live up to your expectations?
It sure did, as a sitcom. And what I loved most about the show was that it showed this unlikely friendship between this kid from Wisconsin and this kid from Pakistan, largely because they focused on commonality. And it's that focus on commonality that's oftentimes contrasted with other parts of the show. For example, the scene you just played with the teacher, mm-hmm. whose first question was, you know, what's so different about Raja? And Raja didn't want to talk about the differences. He didn't come to America to focus on divisive things. He came to America to focus on things that brought people together. Mm-hmm. And I love the fact that the rest of the show brings this teenage kid from Wisconsin and this Muslim from Pakistan together in the most unlikely and quirky ways.
Well, in some ways, obviously, perhaps not so funny. This is your story, too.
You know, in a lot of ways it is. Although, you know, I'm an American and I grew up in this country, and my experience is a very American experience in that I was discovering my identity as a Muslim amongst my friends who were Catholics and Jews and Mormons and Hindus and others. And we were all discovering our identities together as people from different religions and other backgrounds amidst one another. And for me, that's what America is about. It's people who can be committed to their heritage, their own particularity, right as we have pluralism in this country. And that's what I really want to strengthen about America. And that's what we do at the Interfaith Youth Corps, is really try to strengthen that tradition of American pluralism that affirms people's particularity, while at the same time it highlights the commonality.
Mm-hmm. It's also interesting because, it's obviously you're talking about big things in terms of identifying your culture, your heritage. Also, in the teenage years, people are trying to figure out who they are as individuals, too.
Well, I mean, we're all a part of many things just as we are individuals. So I am a Muslim with a particular and unique relationship with Islam, just as I think the 1.2 billion Muslims on Earth each have a particular and unique relationship with their religion. And I'm an American, one of 300 million with a particular and unique relationship to the tradition that is America. My favorite American poets might be different than your favorite American poets, but we both draw on the tradition of American poetry. So what I love about people from different backgrounds coming together is the opportunity to have the higher level conversation between the traditions that they might belong to, but also the individual conversation about their personal likes and dislikes, their individual particularity, so mm-hmm. to speak.
Nevertheless, there are moments in this show, and I guess it goes back to the tradition of programs like All in the Family, but there are moments when you almost feel guilty about laughing.
One of the wonderful things about laughter is I think it puts you in this unique space where you get to look at the world almost from the atmospheric level. And I think that that's what the best comics, and, you know, one of my favorites is a Muslim comic named Azhar Usman. And one of the things he says is, you know, when you're laughing, you're not hating. So it's okay to laugh at things that you might not otherwise laugh at when you're in kind of the comedic space. I think that that's what stand-up comics, which actually is an American tradition, the tradition of stand-up comedy, that's what it allows us to do. And what this show does is it juxtaposes, it contrasts the opportunity of people from different backgrounds to build an unlikely relationship by focusing on commonality with the ugliness of focusing on divisive things and connecting, you know, the worst part of a community to that entire community, which, of course, in Raj's case is the handful of Muslims who did this ugly terrorist thing on September 11th, and Raj is saying, well, that has nothing to do with me, and that has nothing to do with my religion, and that's not what I came to America to talk about.
On the opinion page this week, we're speaking to Eboo Patel of the Interfaith Youth Corps about his piece in the Washington Post blog about aliens in America. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Vivian on the line. Vivian's with us from Troy, Michigan.
Hello.
Hi.
Nice to speak with you today.
Thank you.
I was able to watch the pilot over the summer. A friend of mine gave it to me. She was in advertising, and we just loved the show. We laughed. We watched it again. And we live in an area where there are a lot of cultural mixes, fortunately, for my children.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a great way for the rest of the nation who is able to see this show to see that we are, in fact, the same. The only difference is our religion, but in the end, we all share this planet together. So I think it's wonderful. And like he said, throwing the humor into it really brings people down to a common level to where, you know, you can kind of relax and just enjoy it.
Is it funny, do you think, Vivian?
Parts of it is, but actually, I even cried on some parts of it. My husband goes, "Are you crying?" I said, "Yes, because it touched me." So it's one of those types of shows where you can, if you really pay attention to it, you can get humor, and you can also get some seriousness out of it and learn from it.
Hmm. Okay, Vivian, thanks very much for the call. Appreciate
it. You're welcome.
And it was interesting, Eboo Patel, you were saying that one of the best ways that America deals with its differences is in an odd way to point them up in context like this.
I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, we are so much a tradition that brings people from different backgrounds together for common purpose. I mean, you know, back in the 18th century, George Washington had a Jewish clergyman at his inauguration, and Ben Franklin helped to build a church, and he said famously that the pulpit of that church would be open to a representative from the Muslim world speaking about Islam. And the Interfaith Youth Corps, the organization that I started, the website is ifyc.org. What we're about is strengthening that American tradition of pluralism and saying this is the best of who we are. And as we move into such an interactional world and such a globalized age, there's nothing that will make America stronger than building on our tradition of highlighting commonality just as we respect particularity.
Mm-hmm. Yet there's sitcoms, of course, are all well and good. And Vivian was talking about the place in every sitcom. I think it's about 22 minutes in, which you're supposed to be scripting the "aw" moment where the entire audience goes, "Aw, isn't that nice? And we've learned our lesson." Nevertheless, there are unfortunate realities in America reflected by other television programs, and those are important to learn too.
I think in our age, the most important thing to do is to highlight the possibility of people from different backgrounds having common purpose, because there are so many voices that are telling us now that people from different backgrounds can't ever come together. And there seems like this clash of civilizations is acquiring the force of inevitability. And I'm really scared about that. And, you know, part of what I write about in my Faith Divide blog is on the things that are dividing people, but also on the things that are bringing people together. And there's a great radio personality, Norman Corwin, who has one of my favorite lines. He says, "We have to post proof that brotherhood is not so wild a dream that those who profit from postponing it pretend." And for me, this show, Aliens in America, is proof or at least possibility of people from different backgrounds making common cause. And that's actually the kind of the thread that runs through my book, Acts of Faith, also. Mm-hmm. It's the story of how people discover their identity at the same time as they discover what they have in common with other people.
You're talking about Norman Corwin, the old radio producer?
That's exactly right. I am a huge fan of radio and the voices that it can bring to life.
Well, thank you very much for that, Eboo Patel, and we thank you very much for your time today.
Great to be with you, Neil. Thanks.
Eboo Patel, as he mentioned, executive director of the Interfaith Youth Corps, author of Acts of Faith. He writes a featured blog for the Washington Post called The Faith Divide. There's a link to the piece that he wrote about aliens and America at our blog. You can reach that at npr.org/blogofthenation. Eboo Patel joined us today from our bureau in Chicago. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.